Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 16th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. AFA and management will exchange the list of our respective 12 major issues no later than September 30th, 2011. As has been our practice through our negotiations, AFA will make that information available to you once it is exchanged between negotiating committees. If you are a member of the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, FAN, you will receive that information in the FAN update prior to the general announcement. Signing up for the FAN is easy, and it contains the most comprehensive information about our negotiations. As we have previously discussed, AFA will base our 12 major issues upon the priorities we have defined in the three membership surveys previously conducted, through feedback received from town hall meetings and roadshows, through your feedback to your directly elected local council officers, and through ongoing face-to-face discussions. Consistently through every mechanism above, United Flight Attendants have consistently affirmed the same priorities throughout the process as were identified from the beginning of our negotiations. Additionally, the reality is that expedited mediation will occur over a relatively short period of time, and our normal survey process takes as long as the time period we have set for this negotiation. Members have an ongoing opportunity to express their opinions to their directly elected local officers. Your local leadership continually provides the feedback to the negotiating committee. During the most recent MEC meeting, these priorities were debated and discussed, and continued feedback was provided to the negotiating committee affirming your priorities. The time involved in conducting an additional survey now, when all feedback has remained consistent for the past 2 years, would impact the implementation of the expedited mediation process. The direction you have made clear is that this process needs to happen sooner rather than later. Expedited mediation is a fresh, innovative approach towards achieving incremental improvements now while creating a foundation for single contract negotiations in the future. The 12 major issues AFA will bring to these negotiations will be made available to you prior to the start of the first expedited mediation session. On Wednesday, September 14th, three AFA Los Angeles Council 12 members and one AFA Boston Council 27 member working Flight 586 to San Francisco evacuated a full 757 airplane that had just pushed back from the gate in Washington Dulles. The media reports that the control tower noticed smoke coming from one of the engines after pushback, and the captain initiated a full evacuation of the aircraft. Initial reports indicated that there were two minor passenger injuries. Quick response by these flight attendants, who expertly put our safety procedures into action and practiced phenomenal situational awareness throughout the evacuation, led to a safe evacuation of all of the passengers and crew. AFA representatives from Council 21 and our Safety, Health, and Security and AFA EAP committees were there to support this crew. We are proud to commend our flying partners for representing our work with skill and professional grace. As with every critical incident, the events on Flight 586 will be thoroughly reviewed and may provide contributions to future safety training. Through your feedback, we have been made aware of a number of issues related to United's new payroll system. We have alerted management about the following issues flight attendants are experiencing with paychecks: improperly identified pay factors, incorrect deductions, incorrect sick leave balances on pay advice, vacation accrual indicated as hours instead of days. We have learned some employees have received past travel invoices requesting payment for charges that have already been deducted from their paychecks. In addition, we have also informed management that when flight attendants call into corporate payroll, we are experiencing excessive call wait times. As a reminder, Section 4J4 of our contract states, a flight attendant who requires an adjustment check of $50 or more shall receive said check as soon as possible, but not later than 4 weekdays after notifying the company. When necessary to meet this 4-day requirement, checks should be issued locally. The flight attendant, if in the direct deposit program, also has the option of having the check electronically deposited in a U.S. account within 7 business days or mailed within the above 4 weekdays. Excuse me. Part of the transition to the new payroll system is that your paycheck information is now available online through Skynet and is available in electronic format. The new system generates separate documents for the pay advice, statement of earnings, and past travel detail. You can access these documents directly through a link provided on the Useful Website section of our website. This afternoon, United Payroll acknowledged to flight attendants an error in programming in the new payroll system. The system was not using the correct pay rate for sick leave or for vacation, and for some individuals who had flown international segments during the month. They are correcting the payroll issues affecting a number of United flight attendants for the most recent pay date of September 16, 2011. United will be completing a payroll run to identify any employee whose pay difference was greater than $1. You should receive the corrected pay by September 20th, 2011. United will cover any overdraft fees you may have incurred as a result of this issue. If your issue is not resolved by September 20th, 2011, contact bb-payroll-care-center at united.com, 847-700-6997 or 1-866-825-7297 and copy in your local council office. If you have any questions, concerns, or doubts, call United Payroll to alert them of your issue. In an effort to help flight attendants navigate the My Pay area on Skynet, we have included an article on our website which takes you through the navigation process step by step. Please go to the unitedafa.org website and see the article entitled Navigating Skynet to Access My Pay Information. The National Mediation Board filing update. We have reviewed the IAM's document and today we filed our response with the NMB. Our filing, which is available on our website, is a matter of fact, short, and to the point. We expect that this will be the last filing related to the IAM's interference charges. We again encourage the IAM to move past the election and to stop these divisive tactics, which only serve to divide and distract our flight attendant community and have the potential to harm our negotiations. Earlier this week, the House of Representatives took a positive step towards averting another partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, when they passed a four-month extension of funding for the operations of the FAA. This was a clean extension for funding, which also includes a six-month extension of highway and transit programs. The Senate passed the funding message late yesterday afternoon, despite an effort by Senator Tom Coburn, Republican of Oklahoma, to put a hold on the funding extension bill in order to get a vote on his proposal to eliminate federal spending on bike paths. The president is expected to sign the funding extension. This four-month extension will now give a House and Senate Conference Committee time to work out the remaining differences between the House and Senate FAA bills. The Senate has already appointed their Conference Committee members, but the House still has not appointed members to this committee. We still have a lot of work ahead of us to ensure that the union-busting provision overturning fair and democratic union representation elections governed by the National Mediation Board is stripped from the final version of the FAA bill. This provision, which was inserted by Congressman John Mica, Republican of Florida, chairman of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, is included in the House FAA bill, but not the Senate version. We will also work to ensure that flight attendant safety and health provisions and other AFA-supported provisions are included in the final version of this long-term FAA reauthorization. Thanks to your calls to Congress, this 22nd extension of funding for the FAA was passed without any extraneous provisions. Union members living in areas impacted by the severe storms, tornadoes, flooding, and wildfires, and who participate in Union Plus programs may be eligible for financial assistance. Union Plus disaster relief grants of $500 are available to help participants in the Union Plus credit card, insurance, or mortgage programs who are facing financial hardship due to the recent severe weather and wildfires. The money does not have to be repaid. Please see the article on our website to find out how you may qualify for a Union Plus disaster relief grant. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.